使徒行传。
And please turn to Acts.
第八章。
And chapter 8.
今天下午要从第八章的第二十六节跟大家一起看到第四十节。
So today we are going to study Acts 8, chapter 8, verse 26 through 40.
我想因为时间的缘故，容许我就单单用中文来读。
And because of time, just allow me to just read this in Chinese.
那我们就不再用英文读。
And if you are English speakers, just read the Bible by yourself.
约翰福音，对不起，使徒行传第八章。
Acts 8.
我们从第二十六节来看。
And starting from verse 26.
第二十六节，路加这样记载。
And Luke quoted.
有主的一个使者对腓力说，起来向南走，往那从耶路撒冷下加萨的路上去。那路是旷野。腓力就起身去，不料有一个埃提亚伯的人，是个有大权的太监，在埃提亚伯女王甘大基的手下总管银库。他上耶路撒冷礼拜去了，现在回来，在车上坐着，念先知以赛亚的书。第二十九节，圣灵对腓力说，你去贴近那车走。腓力就跑到太监那里，听见他念先知以赛亚的书，并问他说，你所念的你明白吗？他说，没有人指教我，怎能明白？于是请腓力上车与他同坐。他所念的那段经说，他像羊被牵到宰杀之地，又像羊羔在剪毛的人手下无声。他也是这样不开口，他卑微的时候，人不按公义审判他，谁能述说他的时代呢？因为他的生命从地上夺去。第三十四节，太监对腓力说，请问先知说这话是指着谁？是指着自己呢？是指着别人？腓力就开口，从这经上起对他传讲耶稣。二人正往前行，到了有水的地方，太监说，看哪，这里有水，我受洗有什么妨碍呢？第三十七节，在小字里面，腓力说，你若是一心相信就可以。他回答说，我信耶稣基督是神的儿子。三十八节，于是吩咐车站住，腓力和太监两人同下水里去，腓力就给他施洗。从水里上来，主的灵把腓力提了去，太监也不再见他了，就欢欢喜喜地走路。第四十节，后来有人在亚索都遇见腓力，他走遍那地，在各城宣传福音，直到该撒利亚。今天下午要跟大家一起分享的题目是旷野之路，救恩之道。
And today I'm going to share with you the theme is the desert road and the way to salvation.
旷野之路。
The desert road.
救恩之道。
And the way to salvation.
我想若是熟悉使徒行传的话。
And if you're familiar with the book of Acts.
我想我们都会知道使徒行传第八章是使徒行传的一个新的开始。
And we would know that chapter 8 is a new beginning in the book of Acts.
圣经专家告诉我们，其实《使徒行传》一章八节是整个《使徒行传》的大纲。
And we can say that the chapter 8 verse 1 through
chapter 1 through 8
is the
《使徒行传》一章八节是整个《使徒行传》的大纲。
And the Acts 1:8 is the theme for the whole book.
在那边，耶稣叫门徒们留在耶路撒冷，只等到从上头而来的力量。
And they asked the disciples to remain in Jerusalem until the being called.
当他们得着那个力量的时候
，And when they received the power,
他们要就从耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚直到地极。
And then from then, when they received the power, they would from there to Judea, to Samaria, to the end of the world.
因此我们从第一章到第七章，我们看见主要福音是在耶路撒冷。
And so from chapter 1 and 7, you can see this gospel being spread within Jerusalem.
到了第八章是一个新的开始。
But then starting from chapter 8 is a new beginning.
腓立这个福音就往外去传扬。
And the gospel is being advanced to different places.
在犹太全地，在撒玛利亚。
And throughout Judea and Samaria.
一直到第十二章尾。
And until the end of chapter 12.
到了第十三章，我们就看到迈向地极。
And then starting in chapter 13, towards the end of the world.
其实一直到二十八章。
Until the chapter 28.
有一些人说，其实你我今天在写《使徒行传》第二十九章。
And today we are writing the chapter 29 of Book of Acts.
不晓得我们的教会这二十九章写的怎么样。
And I don't know how well we are writing our church right now, writing the chapter 29.
真的总而言之，我们看到一章八节是这个大纲。
And the theme is being exposed in 1:8.
所以在第八章，我们就看到是一个新的开始，福音的往外去传扬。
And starting from chapter 8 is a new beginning, the gospel being spread out to other places.
那虽然我们待会儿会一起来看第二十六节到第四十节。
And later we'll study verse 26 to 40.
但是我想有一节八章第一节，我想请大家特别首先留意到。
But then I would like you to draw your attention to chapter 8, verse 1.
因为我们在这里看到，其实教会有几个非常重要的突破。
Because there are different breakthroughs that are very important to the church.
我们在第八章的第一节，我们读到路加他这样说。
And Luke said in chapter 8:1.
他说，从这一日起，耶路撒冷的教会就大遭逼迫。
And on that day, a great persecution broke out against the church
in Jerusalem. 除了使徒以外，门徒们就分散在犹太和撒玛利亚各处。
And all except the apostles were scattered throughout Judea and Samaria.
我们在这边看到三个重要的突破。
And there are three different breakthroughs here.
其实或许在看这三个突破之前，我们可以看到是什么东西带出了这个突破。
But then, even before we study the three breakthroughs, what exactly led to this breakthrough?
我们在第八章的第一节就看到是逼迫带出突破来。
And it's the persecution that brought the breakthroughs.
逼迫带出突破来。
And it's the persecution that led to these breakthroughs.
我想这也是在圣经里面也好，教会历史当中我们常常看到的一个现象。
And whether in the Bible, in the church history, that is something that's repeated all the time.
常常教会在安逸的当中。
And when everything is smooth sailing within the church,
上帝不太能够工作。
And it seems that God is not working so well.
似乎好像是要借着突破，对不起，借着逼迫才能够带出突破来。
And it seems as almost as it's always through persecution that the breakthroughs can come about.
我想你我的信仰生活也应该是非常的类似。
And our spiritual life probably are very similar.
若是我问大家一个问题。
And if I pose you a question.
在属灵的功课上面，你的学习。
And your spiritual learnings.
是一帆风顺的时候学的多呢，还是在困境当中学的多？
And do you learn more when everything is going smoothly or through difficulties that you've learned more?
我们中文说不喝罚酒，不吃敬酒喝罚酒。
And you can only you cannot you do not receive it well unless it's forced upon you.
就似乎好像要面对到一些困难，我们才能够有一些的突破。
It seems that as more that it's only through persecutions and difficulties that we will learn.
其实我想在神的工作里面也常常是如此。
And God's work is often like that.
譬如我想我们最近若是关心中国教会的光景。
And then if you pay attention to the church in China,
会知道过去几年特别在温州有好些拆十字架的事件。
And then you will understand that in Wenzhou there's a lot of
拆十字架, they tore down the cross.
Oh, sorry. They tore down the cross. They tore down the churches and cross.
差不多有三千多个个案。
And there are like 3,000 instances almost.
就是把十字架从教会的上面拆下来。
And then people just tore down the cross on the churches in Wenzhou.
我记得我有机会跟一些温州的弟兄姐妹们有一些的交通。
And I had the opportunity to talk to some of the brothers and sisters in Wenzhou.
非常的有意思，我觉得这件事情其实对我们温州的教会是一个很好的一个突破。
And I think it's very interesting, and I think that it can be a great breakthrough for the church in Wenzhou.
他们跟我说，戴牧师啊。
And they said to me, Pastor Taylor.
他说，其实我们非常相信这些的事情发生不是一件偶然的事情。
And we firmly believe, Pastor Taylor, that it is not by chance that something like this happened.
是上帝许可的。
And that is something that God has allowed.
后来他们紧接讲了两个东西，我觉得 也或许可以让我们做一些思想。
And I think that they also further mention two things that we can ponder about.
他说这个十字架的这个拆这个事件。
To the cross.
拆十字架。
The tearing down the cross.
他说第一提醒我们教堂不是教会。
And first of all, that church building is not the church itself.
教会不是教堂。
And the church is not the church building.
这个好像听起来好玄哦。
Yeah, that seems to be difficult to understand.
其实这个道理我想是很简单。
But the idea behind this is very simple.
教堂不是教会。
And obviously the church building is not a church.
当然教会常常是在教堂里面。
But obviously the church often have congregation within the church building.
但是这个建筑这个 building 不是 body, 不是这个教会的本身。
But the church building obviously is not the body of Christ, it's not the church itself.
他们说戴牧师我们其实花很多的时间去盖教堂。
And Pastor Taylor, that we spend a lot of time to build the church building.
对不起啊我没有任何的含义虽然我们在隔壁在盖教堂。
I'm sorry, I'm not trying to imply anything. We know that we're building a church building right next to us.
但是当然有耳的就应该听了哈。
But then if you have ear, then you should hear.
他说我们其实花很多的时间去盖这个教堂。
We spend so much time in building this church building.
但是我们反倒在建立教会的工作上面我们不够摆上。
But we have not spent enough effort in building up the church itself.
我觉得这是一个很好的一个突破不是吗？
And isn't it a great breakthrough?
今年神不是要我们把重点放在教堂的上面。
And today's time is not to put an emphasis on the church building itself.
而是应该把更多的时间放在怎么样来建立教会。
And put more time and effort in building the church itself.
所以我想逼迫就带出突破了。
And with persecution comes the breakthrough.
后来他们跟我讲了另外一件事情。
And then also mentioned to me another thing.
他说戴牧师我们也联想到圣经里面的两个十字架。
And then whatever happened helps us to relate to two other instances of mentioning the cross.
我希望你不要马上说，哎呀，戴牧师在讲异端，怎么十字架还有两个呢
？And then I hope you won't say that the Pastor Taylor he's the cult. How can there be two crosses?
他们说戴牧师，其实圣经的确是两个十字架。
And but Pastor Taylor, but really there are two crosses.
他说第一个十字架呢是救赎的十字架。
And the first cross is the cross of salvation.
是耶稣基督的十字架。
And it's the cross of Jesus Christ.
但是其实圣经里面讲到了另外一个十字架。
But then there's another cross being exposed in the Bible.
他们说这个十字架是舍己的十字架。
And this is a self-sacrificial cross.
耶稣清楚地说，若是有人要跟从我。
And Jesus has said clearly, if someone wants to follow me,
就必须背起你的十字架来跟从我。
Then you have to carry your cross to come and follow me.
他们说戴牧师啊。
And Pastor Taylor,
我们很喜欢强调救赎的十字架。
And we like to emphasize the salvation.
因为不花我什么东西。
Because it doesn't cost me anything.
免费拿到救恩不是很好吗？
And isn't it great to have a free salvation?
白白的蒙救赎。
And freely you receive.
但是舍己的十字架就是另外的一件事情。
But then the sacrificial cross does another thing.
他说神帮助我们看到其实若是我们要跟随耶稣的话。
And it's helping us to understand that if we truly want to follow Jesus.
我们要更多的学习做这个舍己的动作。
That we have to learn more how to sacrifice.
哎呀我们就看到亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
And then brothers and sisters.
逼迫带出突破来。
And persecution often brings breakthrough.
我不瞒大家说。
And then I'll say to you,
我总是觉得会不会在往后的日子当中，神也为美国的教会在预备着一段逼迫的道路。
And I think that probably that in the time to come, that God will be preparing the churches in America to go through a period of persecution.
哎呀，你说戴牧师啊，我们有宗教的自由 ，We have the First Amendment.
And you may say that we have the First Amendment, we have the freedom of religion in U.S.
但是若是我们了解美国的话
，But then we truly understand U.S.
其实我们也知道这个信仰的空间其实是越来越窄。
And then we see the space for religion is getting narrow and narrow.
当然，我们感谢主，在这个地方我们还能够自由的聚会。
And then, of course, we thank the Lord that we can still freely gather together to worship.
我们想到世界还有很多的地方，其实没有你我所享受的宗教自由。
And then, when we consider there are so many other places of the world that do not have this luxury,
但是我想，若是
they can worship freely.
若是我们了解的话，我们也知道，其实在美国反这个信仰的潮流也越来越明确。
But then we can also see the tide of the tide is against the religion, against Christianity.
是不是在这一个逼迫的当中，其实上帝 也会在你我的身上，在我们的教会里面做那个突破的工作。
And maybe through these persecution or coming persecution that we can, God is going to work among us, among ourselves and among our church to have some kind of renewal and breakthrough.
但是让我们回到这第一节。
But then let us return to verse 1.
我们看到三个突破。
There are three different breakthroughs.
当然，首先这个突破是分散的突破。
And the first breakthrough is dispersing.
除了使徒之外，门徒都分散在犹太和撒玛利亚各处。
And being said that except the apostles, they were scattered throughout Judea and Samaria.
我想我们在这边看到神的心意是要他的教会是一个散会型的教会，不是一个聚会型的教会。
And we can see that it is the will of God that the church is scattering around in different places, not just scattering and fixed in one location.
我不晓得大家听得懂我的意思吗？
And I'm not sure whether you understand what I'm saying.
神的心意不是要他的教会是一个聚会型的教会，他要他的教会是一个散会型的教会。
And it is God's will that we who gather, we are not just gathering at one particular location as a church, but it's a model of scattering to different places.
不是说我们聚会不重要，不要误会我的意思。
I hope you don't misunderstood me. They're saying that it's not important to gather to worship together.
但是我们聚会的目的是为了散会。
But the purpose of having a meeting, a gathering to worship is also so that we can scatter out to spread the word.
就如同上课是为了下课。
And it's just like having a lesson and gathering in the classroom. The whole purpose
上山是为了下山。
It's the purpose is learning, but to go out later on to use it.
听道是为了行道。
And to listen to the words, the purpose of that is to use the words and take action on them.
我们聚会的目的，对不起， I'll let you finish. Sorry.
It's fine. And the purpose of gathering.
就是我们能够把这个信仰带出去。
And so that we can actually take our faith to the outside world.
所以第一个突破是一个分散散会型的突破。
So the first The first breakthrough is the scattering.
第二，我不晓得大家有没有特别留意到。
And the second point, I'm not too sure where you actually paid attention and caught that.
是谁分散？
And who actually were being scattered?
是谁分散？
So who were being scattered?
很有意思，路加在这边告诉我们，不是使徒。
And Luke told us that it's not the apostles who were scattered.
是谁分散？
And who were scattered?
是门徒分散。
And It's the believers,
不是使徒
not the apostles.
照理想一想，应该是使徒，是不是？
And you might think that it seems more natural for the apostles to be scattered.
但是我们发现他们其实仍然留在撒玛这个耶路撒冷。
But then instead, the apostles were actually remaining in Jerusalem.
甚至若是你圣经是翻开的话，你跳到第二十五节。
And then if your Bible is open, you can turn to verse 25.
你会记得有两个使徒彼得跟约翰被派到撒玛利亚这个城市。
And Peter and John were being sent to Samaria.
去证明腓力所做的事情。
And to testify what Philip has done.
啊，他们结束了那个工作以后。
And after they completed the work.
我们看到他们就一边证明主的道，他们一边传讲。
And then they were proclaiming God's words.
但是他们是回到耶路撒冷去。
But then they were returning to Jerusalem.
但是我们在第一节看到，不是使徒，因此我们看到不是使徒分散，而是门徒分散。
And then this, but it's interesting, it's not the apostles who are being scattered, but the disciples that are being scattered.
有可能你问戴牧师啊，这有什么重要呢？
And then you may say to Pastor Taylor, what's so important about this fact?
我想在教会的服事，其实这是很重要的一个道理。
But I think that it has a important principle that can be learned from this.
其实在宣教上面有另外一个更重要的一个道理。
And then there's also an important lesson learned for missions.
在教会的道理上面是什么呢？在教会。
In church,
我想让我们看到，其实教会的服事不是只是少数传道人的工作。
And the lesson we can learn from a church is that the work of the church is not done by a few people, just the pastors.
我想在过去多年，教会犯的一个错误就是我们教会的事工，我们把它职业化。
And I think that one of the errors that we have done in the church in the present in the near in our time is that we professionalize the work of the God.
我们请了几个牧师来。
And we just get some pastors to the church.
听说我们也要找中文或者国语部的牧师。
And I understand that our church is also trying to find a Mandarin-speaking pastor.
所以我们有粤语部的牧师。
So we have a Cantonese-speaking pastor.
我们有英文部的牧师。
And we have for English congregation as a pastor.
若神许可的话，在将来不久，我们会有一个国语部的牧师。
And if God allows, that we're going to have a Mandarin-speaking pastor.
我们教会出钱请他们来。
And then the church is paying for these pastors to our church. And it seems to be the job of the pastors.
因此，教会的工作就是他们的事情。
So the work of the church belongs to these pastors.
我不是说这三个传道人可以偷懒不做事情。
I'm not saying the pastors can be lazy and not do anything.
但是我们也同时不能认为教会的工作就是给他们做的。
But we cannot have that attitude neither, that the work of the church just belongs to these pastors.
他们应该是训练我们，跟他们一起来做。
And the pastors should be training us so that we can work together.
他们应该是我们站在我们旁边的教练来鼓励我们继续的往前面迈进。
And then they should be the coaches standing beside us and train us and coach us to move forward.
我想这是今天教会很可惜的地方。
And I think this is a sorry state of that we have
in our church. 我们把教会的事工把它职业化了。
And then we professionalize and all these roles for the church.
但是从这一个门徒们四散的里面。
But from this case of seeing the disciples being scattered,
我看到另外一个跟宣教很重要的一件事情。
And I can relate to something that is very important and an important lesson for the missions work.
今天当我们看普世宣教的时候。
And when we're talking about global missions,
昨天晚上我们谈到了一个趋势。
And then we talked about the trend.
今天早晨我们又提到了几个趋势。
And then we also mentioned different trends in this morning.
但是今天下午有一个趋势我想特别跟大家分享。
But then there's another trend that I'd like to share with you.
就是当我们今天看普世宣教的时候。
So today when we look at global missions.
其实我们会发现越来越多的地方其实不容许传道人去。
That you will realize that more and more places they will not allow professional preachers or missionaries to enter.
单单在亚洲。
And only in Asia.
Only 单单在亚洲80%的人
and just talking about in Asia about 80% of the people
是居住在宣教师传道人没有办法去的地方
about 80% of the people living in Asia are living in locations that the missionaries and the pastors cannot enter
加起来大概等于差不多17亿左右的人口
and we're talking about 1.7 billion people
17亿的人口是居住在传道人不能公开去的地方。
And these 1.7 people are living in an area in Asia that they do not have passed, the pastors cannot actually enter where they live.
但是虽然传道人不能去。
But even though the pastors cannot go there.
但是我可不可以告诉大家一件事情。
But can I tell you one thing?
传道的人却可以去。
But those who profess the gospel can go there.
传道人不能去。
But even the pastors cannot go.
他们看到了代祭中的履历，他不会给我一个签证。
And that if they see my resume of a Pastor Taylor, they would not give me the visa.
因为他一看就知道我是传道人。
Because when they looked at my file, they know that I'm a pastor.
又是这个神学院毕业的。
And then he graduated from some kind of seminary.
又是在那个教会里面服事。
And then he served in a certain church.
他有将近25年是在一个差会里面服事。
And then he served in 25 years in the missions agency.
哎呀，对不起，对不起，代祭中啊，我们不欢迎传道人来。
And I'm sorry, Jamie Taylor, we don't welcome missionaries.
但是若是我们看这些地方的话
But then if we look at these places,
是的，不欢迎传道人
Even though they do not welcome pastors,
但是传道的人却能够去
But those who proclaim the gospels, the proclaimers, are being welcomed.
基督徒
Christians,
透过他们自己的职场自己的工作
and through their own careers, professions,
能够去到这些地方
they can reach all these places,
在这些地方生活
and they can live in those places,
在这些地方工作
and they can work in those places,
借着他们的生活借着他们的工作来为主做见证
and through the work and through the life, they can testify for the Lord.
哎呀，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我觉得在21世纪这一个领域让我极其的兴奋。
And for this in 21st century, I'm so excited about this trend.
因为过往当我们想到宣教的时候
Because in the past, when you think about missions,
我们就想到，哎呀，反正就是你们代家的事情吧。
Just all those tailors doing all the mission work.
你们反正已经好几代，感谢主继续下去吧，代代相传，听过没有？
And so you've been doing this, the tailors have been doing this for generations, so why don't you do a few more generations?
啊、那没有错，是的，我们也要忠心。
And it is true that we have to be faithful.
但是我们发现信代的就没有办法去这些地方了。
But then you have to understand that tailors cannot go to these kind of places.
我拿不到签证啊。
I could not get the visa.
但是若是我们仔细看这些地方的话。
And we study more closely these places.
我们会发现这些地方是的，信代的拿不到签证。
And we understand that those places, that it's true that tailors cannot get the visa.
但是信章的拿得到签证。
But the Changs can get the visa.
姓李的拿得到签证啊。
And the Lees can get the visa.
姓陈的也拿得到签证啊。
And the Chans can get the visa.
你就把你的名字放上去吧。
And you can put in your own name, you can find, you can get into
those places. 传道人不能去。
And all those preachers cannot get there.
但是传道的人却能够去。
But all those proclaimers can go there.
哎呀，我想，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
And brothers and sisters.
我想在这个时代里面。
And in this age.
我们所面对到的一个挑战，就是怎么样帮助弟兄姐妹们能够从神的国度来看他们的职场。
And I think that it is important for us to see the challenge to help the people to see.Their own function within their own career.
神要怎么样用你我的职场来广传主耶稣基督的福音
and how God is going to use our profession to spread His own words and
balance His word. 你我的职场不是只是填糊口而已
and our work is not just a vehicle to help us to feed ourselves.
乃是怎么样能够透过那样的一个平台来为主做见证
？But your profession is actually a platform for you to spread the gospel.
我想这个可以让我们的信仰生活更多的连接在一起，不是吗
？And isn't that a good way for us to intertwine our religion of how we live?
今天我想我们的一个困难就是我们常常把信仰跟我们的工作二分化。
And very often that we draw a separation between the work and our religion life.
信仰是信仰，信仰是周末，信仰是教会。
And religion is just for the weekends. Religion is for the church.
但是一到五
，but for the weekdays，
似乎好像跟我们的信仰就脱节关系。
And there seems to be a separation, a disconnection between religion and our life.
我想这是不对的，亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
But that is not right.
我想特别在宣教的领域里面
and especially in the area of missions,
越来越多的地方是不容许信代的人去
and more places do not allow the tailors and other missionaries to go.
我们需要有弟兄姐妹们透过不同的职场
and we need to rely on other brothers and sisters through the professions.
我可不可以特别用一个契机跟大家分享
and can I share with you like this?
前不久我有机会见到我们在蒙古的同工
And a while ago, I saw some of our co-workers in Mongolia.
他就对我恳切地求
And then he begged me earnestly.
他说他知道我常常在华人教会里面有服侍
And he knows that I often serve among the Chinese churches.
他说 Jamie, 我的英文小名叫 Jamie. 他说 Jamie, 你可不可以帮我做一件事情
I'm called Jamie, and then can you help me, Jamie, to do this?
他说你可不可以呼吁华人的教会
Can you call the Chinese churches?
只要你妈妈妈妈猪猪猪猪稍微讲的标准
And as long as you speak with some kind of proficiency in Chinese.
今天在乌兰巴托就是蒙古的首都
And in the capital of Mongolia.
有好多讲中文的契机
there's a lot,
对不起教中文的契机
There's a lot of opportunity for you to teach Chinese
你可以在不同的学校里面
And in a lot of different schools
用教中文的平台来工作
And you can use the platform of teaching the Chinese language
来服侍主
To serve the Lord
哎呀我听到这个的时候我真的告诉大家恍然大悟
And I have to tell you that it's a light bulb Turning on.
我就突然察觉到一件事情
And I realized one thing.
好像西方教会真的是走在我们的前面
It seems that almost the Western church is really leading us.
你知道有很多的西方教会他们看准了教英文其实是很好传福音的平台
Because a lot of Western churches do see that teaching English as a platform is a good platform to advance the gospel.
所以有可能在教会里面他们就开英文班
And that's why probably some of the churches they would establish the English class.
他们鼓励新移民来教会来学英文
And they would encourage the new immigrants to join the English class.
他们借着那样的一个接触也把福音传给这些人
And through all these contact points they would be able to spread the gospel to them.
据我的了解他们常常就用像约翰福音作为他们的英文课本
And very often they would use the book of John as a study study text to teach an English class.
或者他们也会想到，哎，我们可以把人派到什么国家，用英文教英文的一个平台来做福音的工作。
And those Western churches would think that we can send some people to different corners of the world and using teaching English as a platform to advance the gospel.
若是你是从国内来的
，But then if you're coming from mainland China,
你会知道，其实有很多的大学生，他们在大学的时候信了耶稣，原因是什么？
And then you would know that a lot of college students, they come to believe in Christ. Do you know what's the reason?
是什么?
And what is the reason?
因为他们的英文老师、外语老师是基督徒。
And because their English teachers, they are Christians themselves.
西方的教会远远地走在我们的前面。
In this aspect, the Western church is well ahead of us.
我一直到今天,对不起啊,有可能我孤陋寡闻,这个世面见得不够广啊。
And maybe you have to forgive me that maybe I'm ignorant in a certain extent.
我一直到今天,
but until even until today,
我还未看到一个华人教会,
I have yet to see one Chinese church
办中文班,
to create a Chinese class.
不是给下一代,
it's not for the next for their own next generation.
而是成为一个福音的一个平台。
But as a, creating a Chinese class as a platform to advance the gospel.
我们美德教会为什么不可以开中文班?
And why does CCCS not create a Chinese class?
今天多少人想学中文?
And so many people want to learn Chinese.
你来,可以,欢迎你来。
And if you'd like to come, we welcome you.
我们就用约翰福音作为我们的课本。
And then we can use the book of John in the Chinese version as our textbook.
边学汉语。
And you can learn Chinese on one side.
你也边读圣经。
And then on the other side, you're learning more about the Bible.
今天很多的外国人就很想学中文了。
And there's so many non-Chinese who like to learn more about Chinese.
甚至我听到在美国还有幼稚园就已经是用中文教数学。
And then I understand that in U.S. there are certain kindergartens using Chinese as a language to teach them math.
对不起啊，我实在是不了解我们还在等什么。
And you have to excuse me for saying this. I really don't know what we're waiting for.
人家西方的国家20年前、30年前就看到这个契机。
And for the Western churches, they have seen this phenomenon and this seen this strategy 20 and 30 years ago.
我们到今天我们还看不到。对不起啊，我好像话讲的都太重了一点。
And sorry, it seems I'm putting a negative spin too much.
但是我想不清楚啊。
But I truly do not understand.
我们有一个很好的一个平台在这个地方。
And we have such a wonderful platform.
为什么我们不会去善用这个东西呢?
And why are we not exercising to use this platform well?
在这个地方其实我想我们开一个中文班一定会有人来参加。
And I'm sure that if we establish a Chinese class, there are people who are going to come.
我们用这个平台来做福音的工作。
And we use this platform to advance the gospel.
我有机会在印尼，在雅加达
，in Jakarta in Indonesia，
遇到了一个从温州去到那边的弟兄。
I met a brother who came from 温州。
他就看准印尼人也想学中文。
And then he realized that the people in Indonesia also wants to learn Chinese。
他就在雅加达开了一个中文的补习班。
And then he had a tutor class in Jakarta in Indonesia.
真的用的课本就是中文的圣经。
And then his textbooks is truly just using the Bible.
他就透过这样的一个平台把福音传给印尼人。
And using this platform, he was able to spread the God's words to the people in Indonesia.
那一位在蒙古的弟兄就跟我说。
And the person that I spoke to in Mongolia, the brother.
只要能够找到一个人发音该卷舌会卷，不该卷不要乱卷。
As long as someone who can kind of barely speak Mandarin in a proper way.
N 跟 N 能够分得清楚。
that they can speak clearly.
我们在这边就可以使用这样的人。
Then we would welcome such a person to help us.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，对不起啊，我一直到今天搞不懂。
And brothers and sisters, forgive me, I don't even understand truly.
为什么西方的国教会看得那么清楚，三十年前看得那么清楚。
And how come the Western churches seem to see this strategy so clearly almost like 30 years ago?
而这个契机华人教会一直到今天还看不到。
But the Chinese churches of today do not seem to understand this strategy.
对不起啊，有可能我话真的讲得太重了。
And you have to forgive me for speaking as such.
有可能你们也不会请我回来讲。
Maybe you would never invite me back.
既然不请我回来讲，我就讲到底了。
So if you're not going to invite me back, I'm going to be more direct.
我们要用我们的平台来为主做见证。
We have to make well use of our platform to advance God's gospel.
所以我们看到这个突破。
When we see this breakthrough,
首先我们看到是四散的。
And the first is the scattering.
我们看到第二是门徒们来做。
And the secondly is the disciples who are doing this.
当然第三。
And the thirdly,
我们看到他们不仅是向犹太人传。
that they not only spread the gospel to the Jews,
他们也进到撒玛利亚,
and they went to Samaria,
向撒玛利亚人传福音,
and they spread the gospel to Samaritans.
我可不可以跟大家分享，我觉得21世纪我们华人教会面对到最大的挑战之一。
And let me share with you one of the greatest challenges that facing the Chinese church.
我想这也是我在华人教会30多年我的一个观察，一个感触。
And that is based on the observation that I've been after serving almost 30 years among the Chinese churches.
感谢赞美主。
And we thank the Lord.
华人教会在福音的工作上面有很多的教会很有热心。
That there are many churches who are full of enthusiasm advancing the gospel.
但是我常常发现我们的热心是局限在骨肉之亲的这一个区块里面。
But then I've observed that very often what they are focusing their earnestness in spreading the gospel is only among their kinships.
这个我想也是所谓的族群教会一个无形的玻璃墙。
And we can see that it is a glass wall that we are being encircled by this affinity for us to only spread to our kinships.
什么叫无形的玻璃墙呢？
And what exactly do we mean
when we're
talking about this glass wall? This wall does exist.
但是因为它是玻璃的，我们看不太到。
Because this wall is made of glass, we do not see it clearly.
我想族群的教会有这个玻璃墙。
And I think that this kind of churches with the same ethnicity, that they have this kind of wall.
因为我们想到的就是我们是一个华人教会。
Because when we think about ourselves, we think about the Chinese church.
所以我们理所当然就是向华人传福音。
And it seems that the most natural for us to spread the gospel to the Chinese.
没有错，不要误会我的意思。
There's nothing wrong with that.
但是若是亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们把我们的使命，福音使命局限在华人的当中的话。
But then, brothers and sisters, there's nothing wrong to spread the gospel to the Chinese, but then we restrict ourselves to just the Chinese.
坦白说，我会在神的国度里面对于族群教会画上一个很大的一个问号。
And then if that is really the attitude of the church, then I would put a big question mark on the whole idea of the ethnic church.
因为在圣经里面我们找不出族群教会的这个概念。
Because in the Bible itself, we do not have this concept of this ethnic church.
我想这是华人教会以及其他族群教会所面对到的一个挑战。
And I think that this is the challenges faced by the Chinese church as well as other ethnic churches.
哎呀，你们真的不会再请我回来了。
I'm sure that you're not going to invite me back.
我感谢主，是西方人把福音传给我。
I thank the Lord is a Westerner who spread the gospel to me.
传给我们。
Spread to us.
我也感谢主，他没有那种有形无形的那种族群的自我中心。
And I thank the Lord that they do not have this self-centeredness.In terms of being exclusive in spreading the gospel to you.
乃是如同我们已经讲到的。
And just like what we said before,
他们跨越了文化。
That those people are willing to cross the cultural boundary.
学了一个新的语言。
That they're willing to learn a new language.
用筷子吃饭。
And they learn to use chopsticks to eat.
穿上我们中国人穿的衣服。
And they put on the clothes that the Chinese wore.
让我们能够借着我们的相谈得听主耶稣基督的。
And so that they can listen to the words of the Bible.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
brothers and sisters,
让我们不辜负他们留给我们的榜样。
And let us not waste the great example they've set for us.
其实我觉得神给我们一个很好的一个平台。
And God has given us a wonderful platform.
你们也千万不要认为这是 Jeff 叫我讲的话。
And don't say that this is just what Jeff asked me to tell you.
他没有跟我讲这个。
He hasn't told me to say this.
我要在前面讲得很清楚。
But I want to say it very clearly.
但是我总是觉得其实我们的英文事工其实就是一个很好的一个桥梁，不是吗？
And isn't it a great foundation for us to have the English ministry?
我们透过这一个英文的事工，就让我们能够跟这一个周遭的社会能够连接在一起。
And through the English ministry, then we can build all kinds of connections with the communities around us.
这是一个很好的一个平台，一个桥梁。
And this is a great way and a great platform to go ahead.
你我所接触到的人大部分都是外国人。
And most of the people that we come in touch with are non-Chinese.
请他们来粤语的聚会，他们会听不懂。
And if you try to invite your friends to come to the Chinese meeting, they might not understand.
请他们来讲国语的聚会，他们也很辛苦。
To invite your friend who does not speak Mandarin to come to the Mandarin worship is going to be tough for them.
我们的英文崇拜里面。
But then if we bring them to our English congregation,
唱的歌他们也能够唱，因为都是用英文唱。
And they can sing the songs because it's in English.
他们也比较容易能够进入到情况的里面。
And then it's easier for them to understand the message.
他们听的信息都是英文的信息。
Because they'll be listening to English messages.
这是一个很好的一个桥梁。
And there's a great bridge.
哎呀，我求神帮助我们能够更加的来看重我们教会的英文事工。
And we hope that we can all put on the focus on the importance of the English ministry.
因为透过这个英文的事工，就让我们能够跟社会能够连接。
And because through the English ministry, that we can build all kinds of connections with the local communities.
我们的英文事工不是只是替我们管管孩子、看看孩子。
And the English ministry is not just for there to help us to take care of the kids.
乃是我们对英文事工有更远、更高的一个意向、一个使命。
That we have a higher mission, and then that we are far-sighted.
对不起啊，讲的都好像不是跟我讲道有关的。
I'm sorry, it seems that I've drifted away from my main message.
但是就是把心里面的一些感触跟弟兄姐妹们。
But I'd like to share with you with what is in my heart.
你们不请我回来，我也可以理解。
And if you don't invite me back, I can understand.
逼迫带出突破来。
Persecution brings breakthroughs.
也求神帮助我们，不要等到逼迫我们才突破，好吗？
And also we pray that we do not wait for the persecution before we strive to have the breakthroughs.
好了，这是我的前言。
these are my forewords.
我就把几个重点给大家。
And let me just give you the main points.
二十六节到第四十节。
26 through 40 in Acts 8.
四个重点。
There are four points that I'd like to make.
四个重点很快跟大家分享。
And I'd like to share with you these four points.
第一个重点，请大家特别留意这个跨文化的托付。
And this, the first one is the cross-cultural mandate of the spreading the gospel.
跨文化的托付。
The mandate of cross-cultural evangelism.
第二十六节。
Verse 26.
有主的一个使者对腓力说：“起来，向南走。”往那从耶路撒冷下加撒的路上去。
In verse 26, it says, "Now an angel of the Lord said to Philip, 'Go south to the road, the desert road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza.'"
那路是旷野。
And that is the wilderness.
我想短短的一节里面，我们就看到了这一个使命的托付。
And we can see the mandate through this one short verse.
一方面，这一个埃提阿伯的太监需要听到福音。
And first of all, this Ethiopian eunuch himself needs to listen to the gospel.
虽然他是非常的敬虔。
And although he is a holy person,
若是你往下看的话，会知道其实他是刚刚上了耶路撒冷礼拜去了。
And then it was being mentioned later on that he just went to Jerusalem to worship.
他手里面拿着旧约的圣经。
And in his hand was the Old Testament.
念着以赛亚的圣经文。
And he was reading the passages from Isaiah.
虽然非常非常的敬虔。
Although he's a earnest man, a holy person.
但是不够。
But that's not enough.
他还需要听到福音。
He still need to hear the gospel.
其实昨天晚上我们略略的已经谈到了这个的重要性。
And then we kind of mentioned briefly the importance of this.
我们生活的这个时代是一个条条大路都通罗马概念的时代。
And we live in a generation that it seems that people are agreeing that all the roads lead to Rome.
不在乎你信什么，只要你信的虔诚就好。
And it doesn't matter what you believe, as long as you believe it earnestly, that is good enough.
若是如此的话
，And if it's such,
尼哥底母就不需要重生，不是吗？
Nicodemus doesn't need to be rebirthed.
他是一个宗教的领袖。
He is a religious leader.
他是一个宗教的老师。
And he is a teacher.
但是在约翰福音第三章，耶稣却对他说：“若是你不重生的话，就不能见神的国，也不能进神的国。”
But then in John 3, it says that if you're not reborn, then you cannot see the kingdom of God, nor can you enter the kingdom of God.
这个埃提阿伯的太监需要听到福音。
And this eunuch from Ethiopia needs to hear the gospel.
而若是你熟悉第十章的话，
If you're familiar with chapter 10,
你会知道彼得也需要去到撒加利亚，去到哥利纽的家。
That Peter needs to go to Cornelius.
你若是回去看那一章的话，
And if you study that chapter,
哇，哥利纽是一个非常敬虔的人。
And Cornelius is also a holy person.
你去 你去读那前面几节的经文。
And then if you studied a few verses before that,
列出哥林纽的一些条件。
And listing the different qualities of Cornelius.
我告诉大家，几乎当哪一个教会的执事长老，大概都有资格。
And I think that he was most qualified to become the elders of the deacons of the church for Cornelius.
他是敬畏上帝的。
And he feared the Lord.
祷告会他都出现。
He appears in all the prayer meetings.
今天有的教会的执事长老祷告会都不出现。
And some in today's time, some of the elders and the deacons do not even appear in the prayer meeting.
对不起啊，好像又踩到了几个。
I'm sorry. It seems I'm stepping on somebody's toes.
哥林纽常常祷告。
And Cornelius was in constant prayer.
周济穷人。
And then he helped the poor.
哇，我想有任何人有资格做执事长老，哥林纽一定有资。
If you're talking about the qualification to be a deacon or an elder, I'm sure that Cornelius was well qualified.
但是不够。
But that was not sufficient.
彼得还需要去跟他传福。
And Peter needed to spread the gospel to him.
所以我们看到这一个托付。
And we see this mandate.
我们需要去传福音。
That we need to advance the gospel.
因为这个太监需要听到福音。
Because this eunuch needed to hear the gospel.
当然彼得，对不起，这个腓力也需要去。
And of course, Philip needed to go.
所以我们看到第一，这个跨文化的托付。
So we see the mandate to advance the gospel cross-culturally.
这里头有好多，今天下午我想我们就不用时间讲。
And we don't have enough time to.
对不起啊，前面把太多的负担跟大家先分享。
I'm sorry that I shared too much of my burden with you earlier in this message.
但我们看到这个托付。
And we looked at that mandate again.
或许我用一个故事。把这个托付更清楚地分享一下。
And hopefully I use a story to further illustrate this mandate.
戴德生，我刚刚也提到了，在年轻21岁的时候就去到了中国。
And Hudson Taylor, and as I mentioned before, that when he was at the age of 21, he went to China.
他前面的传道大概都是在上海，在江苏，在浙江这一带。
And his early ministry is in Shanghai, 江苏, those area.
有一次他在宁波附近传福音。
And once he was spreading the gospel around in 宁波。
那讲完了以后，有一个年轻人就走到戴老师的旁边。
And then after the message that this one person came to the teacher, to Hudson Taylor,
就跟戴老师说：“哎呀，谢谢你今天分享这个信息，我心里面很感动。”
And then he mentioned to the Taylor saying that, "Teacher, I'm so glad that you taught us today. I was deeply moved."
我愿意接受耶稣基督做我个人的救主。
I'm willing to receive Jesus Christ as my personal savior.
但是
，But then，
但是之前我可不可以先问你一个问题
？But before that, may I ask you a question?
这个福音在你的国家有多久？
And how long has this religion has been established in your country?
戴德生还来不及回答之前。
And before Hudson Taylor responded,
这个年轻人就说，
And this young person said,
我的父亲用了他的一辈子寻找我今天听你讲的这个道理。
And my father has spent his whole life to understand the truth that was just taught me.
民间宗教。
Sorry.
民间宗教。
The folk religion.
佛教。
Buddhism.
道教。
Taoism.
儒教，对不起，儒教 Confucianism，
Confucianism， sorry，
都找不到。我今天听你分享
，that from all those different learnings， I could not learn the truth.
My
father could not learn the truth that you just exposed.
不单单是我的父亲找不到
，and not only my father could not learn this.
我的祖父也用了他的一辈子来寻找这些。
And even my grandfather spent his whole lifetime to try to learn this, and they have not found the answer.
你说这个福音在你的国家多久？
And how long has this religion, has this truth been in your country? And then Hudson Taylor responded.
就对他说,
and he said,
这福音在我的国家已经几百年的历史。
And this religion has been, this faith has been in my country for a few hundred years.
你知道紧接着这个年轻人讲了一句话，震撼了戴德生的一生。
And what the young person said afterwards had a great impact on the rest of the life of Hudson Taylor.
成为他一生的一个重要的一个催逼。
And this is the motivation for him for the rest of his life. It's a major motivation.
这年轻人怎么回答戴德生？
And how did this young person respond?
这福音在我的国家已经几百年。
And when he heard that this gospel has been in the home country for a few hundred years,
他对戴德生说。
And then he mentioned to Hudson Taylor,
你怎么等了那么久才来？
And then he asked How can you wait for so long before you came to tell us about the gospel? And how come you waited so long? And that is the mandate of cross-cultural evangelism.
第二,
and secondly,
不单单是看到这个托付,
not only seeing and recognizing the mandate, but we also pay attention to the method.
跨文化的途径,
and what is the methodology, methods to
就是,
do cross-cultural?
若是我们去看这一段经文的话,
To do cross-cultural evangelism. If we pay attention to this passage,
我觉得在这里面有七个动词，我觉得是很重要的。
And there are seven verbs that are very important.
这七个动词让我们看到跨文化的途径。
And they help us to see the paths, the methods to 若是, cross-cultural evangelism.
若是你是带着自己的圣经的话,
if you have your own Bible,
今天我们已经不太带自己的圣经了。
Very often nowadays, we don't bring our own Bible.
我们都常常依赖着这个荧幕。
And we very often, we just rely on whatever it's been.
今天下午也没有帮上太多的忙。
but not much Bible verses have been projected on the screen nowadays.
若是你是用教会的圣经，我也不鼓励你画圣经了。
But then if you use the church Bibles, I do not encourage you to make marks on those Bibles.
但是你假如是用 你是用你的 phone, 不要用 Samsung Galaxy 7。
And if you use your phone for your Bible, I hope you're not using Samsung Galaxy.
这个也发现要在这个 smartphone 方面画东西也画不出来。
And it's hard for some of the apps you use the smartphone to make notes on your Bible.
所以我基本还是常常就是带着一本老式的有白纸黑字的圣经来。
So very often I just use the old style Bible with actual paper.
我们在台湾叫 LKK 老 Coco.
In Taiwan, there's a term LKK.
就是很老的意思了。It's
very old.
那若是你像我是 LKK 的话。
If you're like me, like a LKK.
你带着自己的圣经。
If you have your own Bible and paper.
你不介意把它画出来的话。
If you don't want to mark it.
我鼓励你把这七个动词把它画出来。
If you don't mind marking your Bible, and encourage you to mark the seven now.
二十七节。
27.
腓力就 起身去,
and so Philip stood up and go.
起身,
he stood up.
这个起身去，你千万不要认为是一件容易的事情。And
don't think that this is something that's easy.
腓力在撒玛利亚是被神重用的。And
Philip was an important servant of God in the area.
很蒙福的一个服侍。
And he was in a blessed ministry.
神祝福了他,
God has blessed Philip.
很多人都信了主,
a lot of people believe in Christ.
突然在成功的当中,
but among all the success,
他听到了一个声音,
he heard a voice.
我要你离开城市的宣教,
and I'm demanding you to leave the city ministry.
我发明了一个词,
I have invented this phrase.
我们有城市宣教叫城宣。
And we have this term as a city ministry.
但是呢, 我要你去到旷宣的里面, 旷野的宣教工作。
But then I have to send you to the wilderness ministry.
城市有很多的人,
in the cities, there are so many people.
啊, 但是我要把你, 我要你把热闹放下来。
But I have to ask you to put behind all these noise and all these prosperity.
我要你到旷野里面,
I have to send you to the wilderness.
去找一个人,
to just find one person.
这个人需要听到福音。
That one person needs to hear about gospel.
哎呀, 亲爱的弟兄姐妹, 我觉得这个起身去,
and dear brothers and sisters, I think it's not an easy thing to stand up and go.
你知道, 有的时候上帝就会要求我们把一些似乎好像他在祝福我们的工作,
and sometimes God seems to be demanding us for us to put down all the things that He's blessed us with before.
去到一个荒郊野外,
to send us to the wilderness.
去到一个 干旱无水之地,
to a place with no water.
这个挑战是很不容易的一个挑战,
and that's a difficult challenge.
是一个不容易的挑战,
it's a difficult challenge.
但是感谢主, 腓力起身去了。
But we thank the Lord that Philip actually stood and went.
第二个词,
and the second verb,
在第29节,
in verse 29,
腓力, 对不起, 圣灵对腓力说,
and the Spirit told Philip,
你去 贴近那车走,
and go to that chariot and stay near it.
我好喜欢贴近这个词,
and love this phrase, staying near.
我觉得求神帮助我们, 若是我们能够更多的贴近那些传福音的对象,
And we ask the Lord that so that if we can be staying near to all those people that we would like to spread the gospel to.
我想神会更多的为我们开福音的门。
And I think that if we do so, that God is going to open more doors for us.
贴近。
To stay close.
第三十节。
In verse 30.
我们紧接着读到腓力就跑到太监那里。
And then it's being said that Philip ran up to the chariot.
我们看到他的迫切性。
And you can see his earnestness.
他不是心不甘情不愿拖拖拉拉的。
And it's not as if he's dragging his feet and doing it with a lot of reluctance.
乃是他跑去了。
But he actually ran up to the chariot.
不单单是跑到太监那里。
Not only he ran.
紧接着我们看到他听见了这一个太监所念的经文。
But then he also listened to what the eunuch was reading.
不仅是听见了，他便问他：“你所念的，你明白吗？”
And after listening, he also asked, "What you've read, do you understand?"
听见。
You have to listen.
询问。
And to ask.
其实这一些都是传福音很好的一些提醒和工具。
And these are the reminders, and these are vehicles for us to learn how to spread the gospel by listening and by asking.
常常就是因为我们没有先听见。我们没有先询问。
And very often it's because we do not listen and we do not ask.
所以我们在提供的答案不是人家问的问题。
And so as a result, what the answers we're providing is not really answering any
questions. 虽然我们讲的很轰轰烈烈的。
And it seems that we are giving a great speech.
但是人家没有在问你这个问题。
But people did not ask you the question.
人家在问的问题，你反倒没有先听见。
And when people ask you, you're not truly listening.
我用一个很简单的一个例子。
And give you a very simple example.
也是我在服事里面学习到的这个听见和询问。
And through my ministry, I've learned, tried to learn this lesson of listening and asking the question.
我神学院毕业的时候。
And after I graduated from seminary.
我有机会到美国的东北 Boston 的华人教会在那边服事。
And I had the opportunity to serve in the church in Boston in the northeast region.
虽然那时候才二十多岁。
And I was only in my 20s.
哎呀，我告诉大家，我已经很受不了年轻人听的音乐。
And then I already felt sick of the music that the youngsters were playing.
我觉得又吵又闹，实在是很受不了。
And I felt I didn't like the music being played by the youths.
那时候就已经体会到当年我父母亲听我。听流行音乐，他们的感觉是怎么
？So I can feel the same way as my parents when they're listening to the pop music at that time that they're disgusted with it.
有一次，我带一个教会的年轻人去一个地方。
And once I led one of the youth to a place.
一上车。
And once he got into the car,
he got into the car. Pastor Taylor, I want to listen to my music.
我要听我的音乐。
哎呀，我心里面想，哎，完蛋了，又是听那些音乐，受不了。
And I said to myself, oh, that is horrible. I have to listen to that music again.
然后突然有一个声音，就似乎对我说，你就让他听。
But there was a voice speaking to me who was saying that let him listen to his music.
那时候还是用卡带的方式。
At that time, they were still using cassettes.
我想，好像有一些人跟我年纪差不多一样，还记得卡带哈。
I think that some people were around the same age as me that you can still remember
cassettes. 我的孩子根本不知道卡带是长什么样子。
My kids actually.Don't even know what a cassette is.
要到博物馆里面才看得到卡带。
But you only in museums so that you can see the cassettes.
是用卡带。
They use the cassette tape for music.
他就把一个卡带放进去。
You put a cassette tape inside the player.
哎呀，我跟大家说，真是难听啊。
I have to tell you truly that it's horrible music.
但是好像那个声音就叫我安静下来。
But then there's a voice talking to me saying that you should calm down.
你去听这个歌里面的歌词。
That you should try to understand and listen to the words in the songs.
大概有差不多二十分钟的时间。
And they played for about 20 minutes.
我真的就很努力的去听这个歌里面的歌词。
And I spent 20 minutes trying very hard to listen to the lyrics of this songs of these songs.
二十分钟结束了以后。
And after 20 minutes.
我很有礼貌、很客气的对这个年轻人说。
And very politely, I said to this young person.
我们可不可以把音乐关掉
？And can we turn off the music?
我很想跟你谈我刚刚听到这些歌里面的歌词我的一个感触。
And I would like to share with you my feeling after listening to the lyrics of the songs that you just played.
我没有跟他说我觉得这些音乐都好难听。
I didn't say that I thought the music was horrible.
乃是我说我愿意跟你一起分享我听这些歌词我的感觉是怎么。
But I was instead was telling him that I'd like to share my feeling about listening to the lyrics of the songs.
我不知道这个年轻人是不是正好是经过一个蛮消极人生的阶段。
And I don't know whether he was and just went through a very tough spot in his life.
但是我发现他听的音乐都是跟自杀有关。
And but I noticed that very often that the songs he was playing is related to suicides.
我就跟他说，我说你有没有注意到这好几个歌里面，它的重点都围绕着悲观、消极以及自杀的信息。
And I told him, have you realized that the songs that you're playing, there are a lot of negative emotions and even related to suicides.
你知道非常奇妙，那一天坐在那个车子上，上帝就给了我一个机会跟这个年轻人来传主耶稣基督的福音。
And God has used that opportunity to allow me to spread the gospel to this youth.
让我能够跟他分享我们的信仰，不是一个消极、一个绝望的信仰。
And to allow him to see that the youth, that the religion that we have is not something that is negative.
但是我能够这样做，亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
But I could only do that.
就是因为我先聆听。
That
我先询问。
And it's only through the listening that I can ask the question.
第三十一节
In verse 31,
不单单是起身，不单单是贴近
not only standing up, not only staying close,
不单单是跑道
not only running towards it,
不单单是听见询问
and not only listening and asking.
三十一节紧接着告诉我们，于是腓力上车与他什么同坐
And so,What did verse 31 said? He said, Philip not only did all those things, but they also came up and sat with the eunuch.
同坐的工作很重要，亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
To sit with someone, that is important. That's an important work.
跟那些我们传福音的对象多同坐一段时间。
And to those people that would like to spread the gospel, we should sit down with them more.
我们在台湾在学这个功课。
In Taiwan, we try to learn this lesson.
跟我们传福音的对象学习喝老人茶。
And that we spend the time to have tea with of these folks that we like to spread the gospel to.
泡茶谈天。
And to brew the tea and to drink the tea and to talk about everyday's life.
因为发现你太快跟他们传福音，他们马上就把你排斥掉。
Because they would not listen to you, just point blank and talk to you about the gospel.
还是我们跟他们说，哎。快进来啊！咱来饮茶啦！
快
快来，我们来喝茶。
But I would say to them, just come quickly. We are going to have some tea together.
我们先跟他们同坐。
That we sit with them.
先跟他们同坐。
And sit with them first.
先听听他们的心声。
And first of all, to learn what is in their hearts.
求神边听我们边祷告。
And we also, as we listen, we also pray.
为我们开福音的门。
And so that he will open the door of gospel for us.
当然第三十五节是第七个动词。
And the seventh verb is in verse 35.
于是腓力就开口从这经上起。
And then Philip started telling him.
对他传讲耶稣。
And began telling him about the good news about Jesus.
有没有发现到这里他才跟他开始传讲耶稣。
And it's only at this point that he was telling him about the gospel of Jesus.
前面六个动作都是预备工作。
And all those six verbs represent all the work and preparation for before the spreading of the gospel.
前面六个都是 pre-evangelism.
It's pre-evangelism.
这六个做到了以后。
And after all those six things that need to be done,
就可以开口跟他传讲耶稣。
And then,He was preaching the gospel to him.
所以我们看到不仅是这个托付。
So not only do we need to have the mandate, do we have the mandate?
我们看到了这个途径。
We also need to see the method.
当然最后我们也看到了这个信息。
And we also have the message.
鼓励大家今天下午回家以后。
And I encourage you after you've gone home.
若是你有机会回去仔细读使徒行传第八章。
That if you have the chance to study more closely chapter 8 of Acts,
你会发现几个词重复的出现。
Then you notice that certain phrases and words being repeated.
譬如第四节传道。
And verse 4, to spread the gospel.
第五节宣讲。
To proclaim in verse 5.
第二十五节证明。
And to witness.
第二十五节第三十五节传讲。
and to 25 and 20, sorry,
35,
to tell.
第25节, 传扬,
and to advance the words.
第40节, 宣传,
and to proclaim in 40.
一共八次在这一章里面,
and there are 8 different places in this chapter.
讲到了信息,
to talk about the message.
讲到了信息,
the message.
腓力就从这经上起,
and from this,
向他传讲耶稣,
and from there, Philip told him about the gospel.
我们传福音的信息,
the message that we preach,
三件事情,
there's 3 things.
第一个,
the first thing,
圣经,
the Bible,
为基础,
is the foundation.
圣经为基础,
the Bible is our foundation.
就从这经上起,
and from, it's just like said, from the passage of the Bible,
他从以赛亚书,
and this instance, Philip was using Isaiah,
第53章,
53.
他就从这一章起来传讲耶稣,
and he used this Bible passage to spread the gospel.
信息是从圣经为基础,
so the message of the gospel is based on Bible.
第二,
and secondly,
以基督为核心,
and is with Christ as center.
他的信息重点就是耶稣基督,
and Christ should be the center of the message.
从这经上起, 他就传讲耶稣,
and it's being said that from the Bible he professed about Jesus.
请大家留意, 他所传的信息不是一个宗教,
you have to pay attention that what he was spreading, conveying, was not a religion.
我不太喜欢描述我的信仰为宗教,
and I do not like to call what I believe in as a religion.
It is not a religion, it is a relationship.
不是一个宗教，没关系，你讲。不是一个宗教，是一个关系。
是关乎着一个人,
and it's about one person.
他的名字叫耶稣,
and his name is Jesus.
就像那个撒玛利亚妇人一样,
and just like a Samaritan, the woman in Samaritan,
她回到城市里面,
when she returned to the city,
她对城市里面的人,
and she said to all those people in the city,
对他们说, 你们来看,
come and see.
来看一个什么?
Come and see what?
来看一个人,
come and see a person. Come and see a man.
我们的信仰是关乎着耶稣,
our faith is based, is focused on a person.
这是我们的核心,
and that is our focus.
圣经为基础,
to base on the foundation of the Bible.
基督为核心,
and Christ as center.
最后,
and lastly,
以福音为导向,
and with the gospel as the channel.
以福音为导向,
with the gospel as the channel.
这个埃提亚伯的太监需要认罪悔改接受洗礼,
and this eunuch and from Ethiopia needs to repent and to be baptized.
求神帮助,
and we ask the Lord to help us.
逼迫就带出了突破来,
and the persecution brought the breakthroughs.
我们在腓力的身上, 我们看到了跨文化宣教的托付,
and from Philip we understood the mandate of cross-cultural evangelism.
我们看到了跨文化宣教的途径,
and we also learned the methods of cross-cultural evangelism.
我们也看到了跨文化宣教的信息,
and we also learn the core message of the cross-cultural evangelism.
我们一起低头,
let's pray.
天父, 谢谢你带领我们今天一天的时间,
and Heavenly Father, we thank you for the time we have throughout the day.
主啊,若是今天下午孩子的一些表达是过于太重, 求主赦免,
and I ask for your forgiveness if what I said is too heavy.
但是主啊,孩子想到21世纪的华人教会,
but your child today think about the 21st century Chinese church.
真是心里面有许多的着急,
there's a lot of urgency in my heart.
主啊,多年你祝福华人的教会,
and so many years and so throughout ages you've blessed the Chinese church.
但愿主在这21世纪,
and may you in this 21st century.
主啊,华人教会真是能够再一次经历到一个复兴,
that the Chinese churches can experience another revival.
主啊, 使得我们能够在这一个时代里面, 主啊, 我们不徒受主恩典, 我们不白占地图,
that we do not in this 21st century, the Chinese churches do not vainly receive your grace.
主啊, 乃是我们能够跟得上天父上帝你在这个时代的工作,
that we can follow the work that you've set up for us for this 21st century.
哦, 求主你给我们一种神圣的不满,
that we give us this the satisfaction that is holy dissatisfaction.
过去做了一些的宣教工作,
that although we have done some missions work in the past,
但是我相信天父上帝，其实我们可以做得更多。
That we believe that we can do even more.
我们为着投入的弟兄姐妹们献上感谢。
And for those who are participating, we offer up our thanks.
但是我们想到主啊，有更多的弟兄姐妹们其实也可以投入。
But then we also know that there are so many more brothers and sisters who can also participate.
因此求主你继续的在我们的教会里面工作。
And may you continue to work among the people in our church.
主啊，使得在 Somerset 美德的教会。
And this church of Trans Christian Church in Somerset.
真是主啊，能够在这一个地方一直到地极成为主你自己所使用的教会。
That from here to the end of the world, that this is a church that is being used by you.
谢谢你把腓力的见证摆在我们的面前。
And we thank you for putting the example of Philip in front of us.
主啊，让我们也能够今天看到，其实在旷野的路上。
And also help us to see the road in the wilderness.
主啊，有许多干渴的灵。
There are so many people without water.
主啊，是的，他们有宗教的热忱。
That they have the enthusiasm of the religion.
但是主啊，他们始终找不到人生的答案。
But then they do not have the answer to this life.
主啊，若是没有人去跟他们讲明的话。
But if not someone expel this, to tell them clearly.
他们怎么能够知道呢？
And how can they understand?
因此求助你自己帮助我们能够效法腓力。
And so we ask you to help us to follow the example of Philip.
我们也能够起来。
That we can stand up. That we can go.
我们能够贴近那车。
That we can stay close to the chariot.
哇，我们能够聆听，我们能够询问，我们能够同坐。
That we can listen, we can ask, and we can sit with them.
主啊，是的，我们也能够从这经唱起，向众人传讲耶稣。
And then also we can, through from the Bible, that we can tell the people about the gospel, about you.
谢谢主带领我们以上的时间。
And once again, we thank you for the time that you have with us.
也保守我们一天。
And also keep us safe.
求主你自己也继续预备我们的心。
And also prepare our hearts.
明天最后两堂的聚会。
For the last two segments for tomorrow.
垂听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.